Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all better tell somebody we on over here and tell them we don't mind acting a fool because it's all in the name of sports.
Absolutely, yeah.
Today we're gonna have to break into this college football this weekend, man. I mean, whoa. I'm tongue twisted. I'm tongue tied, tongue twisted, whatever the word. It was some good football on this weekend, and some teams lost that I expected to win, and you know, but it was some good football this weekend, and it's going to be some good football coming up next weekend. So, well, this weekend coming. So, you know, we're going to discuss that. NFL regular season kicks off Thursday night, y'all, with Dallas versus Tampa Bay. And don't forget, I want y'all to get your pen and paper and be ready to write down Miss T's cash out. So everybody will be on point come Thursday. Everybody will have their $5 donation in. Can I call it a donation, please?
It's a donation. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Your $5 donation. She said I could, so nah, nanny boo boo. you want to put that $5 in so everybody can make their bet, and we're gonna see who wins come next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we'll see who wins. MLB, you know, who's leading their division, and which team do you think is really setting themselves up to take it all, to take it all? I hate to admit it, but Well, you know what? I'm going to say before that portion of the show. I'm going to say before that portion of the show. Anyway. all these stories and more, subjects and more, y'all forgive me. Lee gave me a bowl of cherry, and I'm a cherry fiend, man. I eat these things like they're going out of style. Do you hear me?
What is it?
Let me stop then.
What you eating?
You say what? Cherry.
Oh, cereal.
Cherry. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cherry.
I'm a good guitar.
Gotcha. Cherry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What you thought I said?
I thought you said cereal.
That's after the show.
I know that's right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. So we're going to talk about all that and some more. Y'all forgive me and my cherries. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number. How old that song get? Every time I hear it, I'm doing the John Travolta. You know what I mean? Pointing in the air, pointing at the ground. Pointing in the air, pointing at the ground. You tell you, I don't know what, girl.
I was in the mirror doing it, though, bro. I was in the mirror doing it.
You dead wrong. I tell you. You know what? I'm going to pray for these things. I'm going to send a serious prayer. Okay. College football. Did you get any to? Did you get to watch any of the games this weekend?
I did. I watched a lot of them.
Okay. Okay. Well, what game stood out for you? What game stood out for you? I knew you was going to say one that I did not see. I knew you was going to say one that I did not see. So,
that was a great game.
Oh, yeah?
It was amazing.
Oh, what made it so good?
I mean, because, you know, it was the Black Hall of Fame. Not Black Hall of Fame. The Black colleges, two Black colleges against each other. Grambling State in Tennessee. They played each other for the Black Hall of Fame thing. So it was kind of exciting. We had a lot of celebrities out. People were out. You know, it was the atmosphere. If I could have been there, I know it was like amazing because it was the atmosphere. Even with the TV was like amazing. I know if I was there, it would have been awesome.
That's what's up. Caught that Florida State and Notre Dame, man. Oh man,
that was a good one.
Man, that was a good game, but it kind of blew me too at the same time because I mean Florida State just couldn't do nothing for three quarters, and then around in the fourth quarter they come to life. And I'm like, man, where y'all been? You know, where have y'all been the whole game? And I know the coach is over there losing his mind, you know, because, I mean, those guys didn't look, they didn't look like they had it. They didn't look together at all. They looked just discombobulated and dysfunctional, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I watched last night game, Louisville and Ole Miss. And I didn't know Durkin, I didn't know Durkin went to Ole Miss now. He's coaching there. So, you know, let me tell you something. He had them boys looking like 2000 Ravens. I'm dead serious. I am dead serious. That
you talking about Mississippi look like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Mississippi defense, Ole Miss defense, they look like 2000 Ravens. Them boys was on everything, that Louisville tried. And I mean, the game was basically over for real, by the second quarter. But it was just, you know, I'm just loving the fact that football is back. So I'm going to watch it all. You know what I'm saying?
The LSU game was amazing, too, because the LSU versus UCLA. Now, I watched that game. That game was awesome because they was trying to say that UCLA was not supposed to win that game because they weren't ranked. They weren't this, they weren't that, you know, all of that. And I'm saying, you can say whatever you want to say, but when somebody got it in their heart to win a game, them boys came out there and they played hard. UCLA played hard.
Oh,
and
man.
They whooped them boys. Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in some callers.
Okay.
Hello there.
What's happening, Luke? What's going on?
All right. Good afternoon. It's good to have football back. I think though that the game of the week though was the near loss to Oklahoma, because I'll tell you that game I think surprised a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
It looked like a sure win. I'm like, wait a second here. We got quite a game here. That would have been the upset of the year, maybe even the decade, if that would have happened.
Wow.
That's true. That's
now,
true.
Now remind me.
But they got a lot of rookies too.
Remind me again, Lou. Remind me again, that was Oklahoma and who?
Tulane.
Tulane.
Tulane, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. Now I'm familiar again. Familiarized with it again. That was a hell of a game. Lou,
it was.
That was a hell of a game. Good grab out the air. Now let's go to
Oklahoma almost lost that game, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, 57?
I'm your Huckleberry. What's up?
Hey, babe, how you?
All right. Hey, it was college football smorgasbord this weekend.
Yes, it was.
I watched the. I enjoyed watching the Penn State game yesterday. Saturday. I thought that was a good game.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a real good game. Wisconsin got a good defense. But if I could step off topic and say this, the best sporting performance I saw yesterday was Max Scherzer just totally dominated the Cardinals yesterday.
Yes.
You said I could say what I wanted to say, so I'm going to hit say that.
I
might forget
that,
it.
I said no. When you said it, I said, no, wait a minute.
Well, I might forget it, so I'm going to go ahead and get it out there. You know, I'm 64.
Oh,
I might not remember what I just said a minute ago.
You ain't going to forget it. We're going to make sure you come back, too.
Yeah, y'all don't talk about baseball that much anyway.
We're going to talk about it today.
Let's bring my brother from another mother in. What's up, kid?
Hey, what's going
what's
on,
up,
everybody?
Kid?
How y'all doing? How's everyone doing? All right. Good to hear y'all.
Did you catch any college football this weekend?
A little bit, man. I was flashing through. But I wanted to ask, which team do Deion Sanders coach?
Jackson State.
Did they play? They won their game Saturday.
Got you. Okay.
You know, but I didn't sit down and really watch much. I seen, like you say, a whole smorgasbord game was on. Tennessee was playing, and Florida State was playing, and you know, everybody pretty much. So it's starting. But what I'm thinking, though, man, with this COVID thing, you know, I think they still going. They might have to shut that stuff down coming up.
They're going to.
Especially with this new variant.
I think we passed.
It's never going to go away.
I was going to say, we're going to have to work around it because it's never going away.
Yep.
So we're going to have to just figure out how to play around it or with it or beside it, or I don't know, but we're going to have to learn how to play along with it. Ain't going to be no more cancellations and all that.
Yep.
They shut down
the economy no more. Ain't no more stimulus checks coming out to nobody.
Mm-mm.
You know, so you might as well get on out there and find a job if any out there. But, like Sis say, that shutting stuff down, that's over with.
Well, you see at George Washington School, they had to close the dorm down.
Well,
the
places like that.
They ain't gonna close the football field there.
Yeah.
That wasn't the coronavirus at George Washington. That was mold. They had mold in in the dorm.
That's true. You're right. Kel. You're right.
Wait a minute, mold?
It was mold, I mean,
terrible. It was a
It's not safe to breathe.
That'll give you cancer and bronchitis and all kind of upper respiratory diseases and
They had to take a couple of students to the hospital
for
breathing problems. Breathing and lung problems.
That's terrible.
So, you know. Oh, and before we go any further, I'm going to have to give a shout-out and a rest in peace to my man, Omar. You know,
Michael K. Williams.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The guy that played on The Wire.
I wasn't a big fan of that show, but my dad was.
I just saw him do a tribute to DMX. After DMX passed, he was pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and dude was wondering, and I heard a reporter was talking about, you know, they had interviewed him. They was talking about, he was wondering, you know, after, I don't know if it was DMX death or Kobe death, but one of them deaths, he was talking about wondering how he was going to die, if he's going to die alone or, you know, around people, loved ones or what have you. But he died alone in an apartment, you know, and they sent heroin overdose. But I was telling this guy, man, what they're mixing this heroin with is fentanyl, with the fentanyl, you know, the stuff that they give to the terminally ill patients that's pretty much on the deathbed.
Yeah.
And they're cutting that heroin with that now. So it's like you're playing Russian roulette.
I don't condone fentanyl being, you know, introduced into the heroin. But guess what? You're not supposed to be doing heroin. So, I'm not saying nothing like, you know, that's what he gets. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, let this be a lesson to all of the people who's doing heroin. Hey, they're putting fentanyl in this stuff, and y'all need to quit it.
Well, let me tell you like this. A heroin person, okay, if they're doing heroin, it's two people doing heroin. That first person doing heroin, and his ass fall out, that next person going to say, damn, they're going to think that's some real good shit, and they're going to take it too. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's just the mindset of a heroin.
Yeah.
Huh?
Watch your mouth.
That's the mindset. That's the mindset.
No, I believe you. I'm 100% with that. I believe you. But what I'm saying is nobody should be doing heroin. Like,
are you right?
I mean, like, we're just saying, we're up here saying, like, you
that's
know,
true.
He got the heroin, but it's cut with fentanyl, and, you know, the fentanyl is what killed him. No, like, stop doing drugs,
we
people,
heroin.
That's going to kill you.
But getting off heroin is not easy. Getting off heroin is not as easy like that.
Listen to what I'm about to tell you. But getting on it is easy to get on it. That's why I'm saying do not do it to the people who are thinking or on the fence or whatever.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Great.
Like,
that's
don't
great.
Do
that's great
don't do
say.
That.
But
do
about
something
the one...
else. Go dancing. Go to a party. Go. Mm-hmm. Do something else. Write a coloring book. Write a hair book. Write something. Do something with your time. But besides heroin, my God.
Or heroin, as we call it.
That is a hard drug. I mean, period. All that stuff is hard, but it's hard enough to do.
Let me share something with y'all. I used to be a heroin user. Okay, I did that for like 16 years. I've been clean for 25 years now. Okay, so nobody can tell me nothing about the heroin, about the usage, about the whole scene. I've been there, done that. Get saved by the help of God. That's the only way that saved me. Okay, with God. You know,
really,
so, but I was just saying the fact that those who are on it. I hear what you're saying, those who not, don't ever try it. Don't try it. I suggest it. But I'm saying those who are on it, it's really hard. It's hard
get
to
off.
Get off. It's not that it's impossible. But you need God. I'm going to tell you, you need God for sure. That's for me. I don't know what other people need, but I needed God. And you need help to get off that, because your body depends on that. It's now what you need to feel normal, you know, because it affects your muscles, your body, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Ted, if I may say so,
congratulations
and everything on your 25 years. And I know how you feel about being hooked on something, because I used to be hooked on Yoo-Hoo sodas, man. I'm telling you, it took me everything to get off them things, man.
Amen.
563-999-3782. 563.
That's a good one.
Yoo-Hoo 57. I love it.
Hey, bro. I'm going to make you laugh if I do nothing else, man.
Hey, I love it, man.
Hey,
let me
make
it
anymore.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, Mac and Raw, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, nothing passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit, because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. Truly a player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GM3. I got the get out by the tree.
Yes.
Right on time.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Hey, two arguments that will never be solved is Michael Jordan and LeBron and Biggie and Tupac.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can go with that. Definitely. 100%. Absolutely. I'm going with that one, 57.
But you going to go with that one?
Absolutely.
Hey, I got some more stuff up here. You know, I just finished smoking my Marlboro. I got some more stuff up
here. Hey, y'all want to, Treats and 57, y'all want to call each other after the show? y'all going to allow Marcus to come too.
I was making some conversation because I thought your phone had went out.
Me too. I wasn't allowed to say anything. 57.
I'm sorry. I apologize. 100%.
Yeah.
So do I, sir.
Go ahead, baby. Y'all good. I'm just messing with you. Come on, Marcus.
You ain't really think we apologizing, did you?
What's going on, family?
Hey, Marcus.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Marcus.
Man, look, I was trying to get on the comment about our guy, man. For real, man, this guy, man, one thing that I always notice is that all of the greatest characters in life, man, some of the greatest musicians, some of the greatest artists, man, they all are hooked on some type of drugs, man, to take them up out of here, you know?
Yeah.
And in one aspect, it opens their brain up and almost, you know, I guess whatever hardship makes them great, man. Just like, it like molds them into something great. The hardships in their life, mm-hmm. it causes them to get on whatever they on, you know. But then, man, they leave us, man, in that same way they came, man. I know so many people, like I got personal friends that went out the same way, so. Man, that don't hit me hard because that particular actor, man, is a lot of people don't know this, man. My man was actually a dancer, a backup dancer for Madonna.
Mm.
And then Tupac is the one who suggested that he start acting.
Wow.
This guy, a lot of people
that.
Don't.
Go ahead.
No, I'm done. But I just wanted to say, man, I wanted to say that about my man. That was hard. That was a hard hit, you know, for the entire community.
See that?
Yeah, we've been taking them big too.
He was one of those actors that stood for something. Like he stood for something, and his voice was like really, really heard. So I can't believe, this is just my opinion. I don't want nobody to take this nowhere. It's just my opinion. I don't think he was on any type of drugs. I think somebody did something to him, and they made it seem like he was a heroin user. Because if you really look at him, like he didn't have no signs of being on heroin. Your hands are big. You got them big old mitten hands. You got the big mitten feet, the legs, and all of that stuff play a part. Because when I worked over the jail, that's what we had. We had 80% of the jail was heroin addicts.
But that
so
depends
I,
on.
I,
that depends
I,
on. If,
hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute.
No,
my
no.
My
you can't, I'm not waiting. You can't. He won't have swollen hands unless he's a shooter. It's different. Mm-hmm. You got some that shoot dope, and then you got some that snort dope.
Okay,
when you shoot
thank
dope, that's
you.
When you
thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. So, in my opinion, I don't think that he was on those type of drugs. I just don't think that he was on
right.
heroin. That is my opinion. Period.
Well,
nobody else's. Nobody is asking me to say this. Nobody. I don't need no help. Nothing. This is just my opinion, and thank you.
When he did the tribute to DMX, he came out in a wife beater, and maybe if he uses, maybe he's doing it another
right.
way, but there were no visible signs at that time. And, I mean, he was out there. But, you know, I don't know a lot about heroin. I don't know a lot about heroin other than you can overdose on that crap quick, and they mix it with all kinds of stuff now. You know, I've never been a heroin user, so I can't say, but I'm not going to belittle anything someone else says who's been there, you know. And not that we are doing that, but I'm just saying, ain't nothing I can really say because I don't know anything about it, you know.
There you go.
Well, I can tell you all about it.
That's not the case with that brother. That's all I'm saying.
I can tell you all about it. I had uncles that used to shoot. I never shot up. I just used to snort. But I know people who used to shoot. So it's a difference. It's called a functioning addict. You can look. What? What'd you say?
Go ahead.
I said it's called a functioning addict. Okay, I could look nice, put me on some nice clothes. You wouldn't even tell I used to do heroin. You know, and it depends
you
on that. If you get to a point,
not on it. You're not listening. I said when I was doing it, you could not tell
when I was doing it. Okay, at a certain point, I can throw some nice clothes. I'm smacked out, but you could not tell because my appearance. I'm still keeping up my appearance.
You might not have thought nobody knew, or you might, just like, let me
whatever.
Tell you something.
Anyway.
Just like
you don't even know nothing
just
about
like
it, so how you going to give a comment?
Crackheads think they still look good. A crackhead still think they look good, and they still think that the world is revolving around them the whole nine yards. But you may think that, you know,
you ain't saying nothing.
But we all got
to
be right?
Come on.
We way off point anyway.
Yeah, real talk. But when it comes, like you just said something like real key, crack cocaine, and heroin, and dope, and all that. They have different sediments, you know. And like you said, you could tell when somebody was shooting. You know what I'm saying? You can. It's a different effect. Yeah, but I mean, sometimes
that's
it's hard.
Just me, Marcus. Like you said, we
all
suck.
Yeah. I know.
Like you said,
you're right.
Yeah, that's just my opinion, and I'm entitled to it.
Yeah, true.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
So we about to talk about.
Hey, check out his typecast, yo. Check out his typecast.
Uh-huh.
He got a typecast clip called Typecast.
Right.
Check that
joint
out. They're going crazy.
Okay.
All right. Do that
crazy.
We're going to go 6-6-3-8. What's happening,
that's
man? What's going
that's
on, man?
Yeah.
What's happening with
short,
you?
Short move.
Okay.
All right. What's up, Steve? I recognize that. What's going on?
Yeah. What's going on? But I'm gonna tell all y'all something, right? All y'all are right, okay? Ain't nobody wrong when you're talking about that, okay? Nobody, because y'all all are experts.
I know
y'all pros, okay? You know, everybody sees something. Like me, when I was homeless, I seen a bunch of that stuff. I broke a fight. But it was some deadly people, man, that wanted to stab me because I just wanted an extra breakfast. You know, so, you know, but you know what, you said it too. I mean, sometimes it's just like Bruce Lee's son. Some people ain't like him. They put a different, they put a real bullet in his gun. How could a real bullet get into his gun? You know, sometimes they may not like the person. They say, you know what, let's, like Falk Creel, you know, they three of them died, and that white girl, she went to the hospital, and she said, I think I'm just taking heroin, but they established fentanyl. So you know what? You know, these guys say, and the man said it right, you know, they want you to get higher, and if somebody dies, they say, oh, man, that's some good stuff. So I'm going to get some of that, you know, and he's right, you know. They used to do that back in the 70s. You know, because, you know, I'm a little old school. But it's true.
I wanted to go to drug counseling, I would have called that challenge. And not this challenge.
No, but
you,
that means,
okay.
All
you know, oh, we said what we had to say. I don't need to hear about 100 people who was hooked on something. All
said,
of us been hooked on something.
You said what you had to say.
And I'm saying what I got to say now. I didn't call here to talk about. I didn't call to talk about drugs all for 2 hours.
Everybody else say what they got to say, though. You said what you had to say about the situation. Now, somebody else feel like they need to say what they got to say about the situation. Just because you already said what you had to say, you done with the conversation.
Exactly.
That don't mean the conversation over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all I was trying to say.
Let's talk about the Washington football team. Because this Sunday, they going to beat up on the Los Angeles Chargers right here at home. Yes,
right.
Steve, I'm ready.
Hold on, Steve. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Now, listen, I don't know where y'all got it mixed up or confused, but this is Kale's damn corner. And I treat everybody the same. Everybody gets an opportunity to say what they have to say. Now, if you don't like it, all you got to do is hang up, man. We'll miss you. We'll wish that you were still here, but all you got to do is hang up. We're not going to do this today. We're not. Everyone needs to respect everyone else. And if you feel like you can't, then, hey, be my guest. Exit. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. And this is for everybody. Make money off of their name. Now, Now, one thing I'm going to say, and this is just me, but I think a cap should be placed on the donation, so to speak.
Right.
Because we don't want the kids to get so caught up in an image or a name that they lose focus of what they're there for. You know, I believe that NFL money, be it sponsorship, be it brand naming, it should all be, that money should be saved for when you're in the NFL. But offering kids a stipend because, I mean, it's already, the argument is already starting. About, well, this kid should be paid this much, that kid should be paid that much, and well, what about this program as far as, like, say, football and tennis, or football and soccer, basketball and wrestling, you know? Not a whole lot of funds are allocated from tennis, wrestling, and volleyball. So that's why I feel like a cap should be placed on it. A cap
like
needs to be placed on it. I don't know.
I think, some kids are going to be left behind when it comes to that, because all kids aren't going to get a stipend. It's just going to be the ones who want scholarships. That's what they were saying. If you ain't on a scholarship, you don't get no money.
But
I'm playing just as hard as he's playing over there.
Exactly. And I'm a part of this team.
Team, right.
I'm a part of this team.
So that's
team.
What I'm saying. It's
going to
be some problems.
Yeah. Yeah. That, and that's why they need to make a certain amount allocated to each individual player, you know? They because you can't, there's no way that you can just say, okay, I'm going to give a umbrella amount, and that should cover the whole sport. That should cover the whole team, each player. You know what I mean? So, I'm glad it's not my job. I'm glad it's not my job because, you know, I wouldn't want to hear the oh man, you left me out, and I can't get this, or I should have that, and all of that. I don't want that headache. I would not want that headache at all. So, you know, but I am glad that college football is turning the corner and at least working out ways to compensate these young athletes.
Yeah. I'm definitely with that, too. I'm definitely glad that we're moving in the direction of at least consider paying these players. I mean, we got to get the pay part, you know, we got to get that all ironed out. But I'm glad we're moving in that direction because it do say that we're trying to do the right thing for the athlete. We're trying to do the right thing for that person or the team. So I think it's going to be a great thing once they iron out everything and get everything. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to ever be perfect because nothing really is. So if we can get as close to perfect as we can.
Yeah, it's too many heads to satisfy. It's too many people that you're trying to satisfy. So somebody's going to feel slighted, you know?
Exactly.
To be expected.
Exactly. But as long as we can, if we can get as close to perfect as we possibly can without offending a whole nother group of people, just try to get, like, right in the middle somewhere, and at least, you know, half and half will be satisfied, and that's the best we can do at the moment.
Right. I agree. You know, but, again, I cannot overlook the fact that at least they're trying now, you know?
Right.
At least they are going in the step of in the right direction. I'm not going to overlook that because for so long, all of the money went to the NAACP or you know, and these kids were injuring themselves. These kids' careers were ending right there on the high school level, and they received nothing. They received nothing. I don't recall. If you got injured, did your scholarship still stand up, or are you to play now? You know, I don't know.
Right.
But you know, they're moving in the right direction now, and that's all any of us could hope for. That these guys
will
come to reality. You know, these guys are coming to reality. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back.
Instead of jumping ship.
He didn't jump, he got thrown. Don't be saying that, Tree. He did not get thrown. The man was traded. Him and Trey Turner
that's
both.
Right.
See,
they didn't
want to
go.
What? What do you mean they didn't want to go? Yes, they
go.
Did. They got a chance. They fighting for an opportunity to win another championship. I would want to go.
They,
I mean, and you know, I read a story somewhere where they were talking about Matt Scherzer and Trey Young were both saying that, you know, their heart is still here in Washington, even though they, you know, made the move and the switch. You know, man, I want them back, damn it. That's all I would say. I want them back.
I know.
You know what I mean? I want them back. So go ahead and have your little fun out there, and hopefully you win a championship, and come on back home, and let's do it again, you know? So we'll see exactly what is what, you know.
Yes.
Before it's all over with, we got a couple of teams hunting for October, man, and you know.
Hunt for October.
Yeah, it's the hunt for October, man, and I just hate the fact that my team isn't. You know, my team isn't
anywhere
one
close.
Of the ones that, yeah. Hey, Damon, don't start with Debo. Debo says traded means he was thrown from the ship. No, it does not mean he was thrown from the ship, and I'm not going to argue with y'all hard-hearted baseball fans. Preach, you see the crap you done started. Half-hearted baseball fans, as I said it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Half-hearted baseball fans. But, all jokes aside, October is going to be a great month for baseball. It really is, you know. Leading up to October, it's going to be some good baseball because it's a couple of divisions that haven't been decided yet. I mean, you got teams with a one game. And
yeah,
half
I'm going to tell you
leads.
Anyway.
You say what, Lou?
I think it's still a little bit early to have anything decided. I mean, it's only the 7th of September. You wouldn't expect anything to be decided. Maybe because of the last a week and a half of the season, somebody. It's still a little bit early.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I need them Dodgers to fall back. They do
well,
too much.
Well,
look, the race between the Dodgers and Giants is that close. So, everybody out there out west, you better keep your eye on this series. This is going to be something really good and really intense.
Well, you know, the Giants is my team, Lou. Giants is my team.
I had no idea.
Yep, that's my team.
She ain't got
three years ago on the show, you think I knew it all.
Go ahead, Lou.
She ain't got no idea, Lou. San Francisco, here she comes.
Since they've been around.
Yeah, since the 50s.
Yeah, I can't
argue with it. Look, I wasn't here in the 50s, so mine started running in the 80s.
But they went to San Francisco in the late 50s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From New York.
Any basketball news? Anybody heard anything? I didn't realize how much I, you know, kind of got like was getting used to hearing this, all this basketball stuff. And now it's like, I ain't hearing nothing. Did you guys hear anything?
Okay, so you know, you guys remember when Paul Pierce did the infamous video that got him fired from ESPN.
Right.
Everybody know about that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he came out and said that he already knew his career at ESPN was over. He said he was really done with ESPN because every time he goes to work, they tell him what he can say and what he can't say. And the thing that they really was pushing was talking about LeBron. He said he was tired of talking about LeBron. He said every day he go in, let's talk about LeBron. He said, it's so much other stuff we can talk about. Why we got to keep talking about LeBron? He said some other little things happened, too. He said, but that was the main reason. Like, he didn't want to keep, like, talking over LeBron. He didn't want to keep bringing up his foes and his yays and nays. And he didn't want to do that anymore. So he invested into Ethereum from the cryptocurrency, and he said he's been making a fortune, and that's why he did the video and put it all out there like that. Like at that point, he said he didn't care. He made more money with the cryptocurrency than he did with playing in the NBA.
And you know what? I for one can vouch for him on that.
Yeah.
Because hearing you say that, I recall certain times when he was still employed by ESPN, when everybody else would talk LeBron, and he would either ignore the whole subject or try to push and steer the conversation in another direction. And ESPN was on top of their game, as we think they should, they would say, well, he has to represent a group of people out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And wonder how many people actually are tired of only hearing LeBron. It's over 400-something players in the NBA. Over 400. And all we hear about is what is LeBron going to do. And I mean it's simple facts like what kind of series he had.
Your phone breaking the cam.
I know it's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
What kind of cereal he had, what kind of car he's driving, where he's taking his kids for vacation. And when you have to
all
go
that.
To
right.
that part, point, then that means you're reaching. So I applaud Paul Pierce because he didn't want to reach. He'd rather talk about other sports, basketball-related stories. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing. I applaud him for standing up and saying no.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you ask me for real, it's a couple of other people that should take a page out of his book.
Oh,
seriously.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know I was having a conversation with my brother, Debo, and I had to really stop and think about this thing. You know, LeBron has done nothing for me to dislike him. It's everybody talking about him all the time. The litany of subjects that they're choosing.
Mm-hmm.
To report on this man that is really making all of us feel like, damn, that's enough.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, you know,
I get
hats off to the young man for his achievements and everything, but, hey, hats off and I take a bow to Paul Pierce for being one of the realest analysts out here.
And not being afraid for no backlash, not being afraid of the backlash, like you know, because a lot of people not saying nothing because of the policy. They lose their job. I mean, look, I would be scared to lose my job. I'm the first one to say something. I would be scared to lose my job. But if I know I didn't hit the lottery for whatever millions he got, I'm gonna say something too then.
You know.
Or when I'm retired.
And let's not forget, Paul Pierce, he ain't old retired. He's newly retired. So he was able to receive some of that big money, you know, that players were receiving. So like Tree said, he's already hit his, he holding his lottery ticket for real.
Yeah. And his people was telling him not to say nothing. They was telling him not to say nothing, but he said he had to, because he's staying for something, so he got to say something.
And I again applaud him. I really applaud him for being a man and taking a stand. You know, I heard a long time ago, if you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
I appreciate him.
Exactly.
I appreciate him putting that to work and letting us all see that, hey, it ain't about the rest of the world when you're looking in the mirror at yourself.
Fact.
563-999-3782. We'll be right back, y'all. I remember we were riding in the car coming home from football practice, and all the boys were all in the back, and Reese was in the passenger seat. I was in the driver's seat, and this song came on the radio, and it was the first time I heard my son's music ear like mine. Like on the part where he said, just hold on, you're going on. And then he come with the high pitch, going on. My son was singing the high pitch part. And I looked at him, I was like, nah, he ain't just sing that high pitch part. And then when it came back, he sung it again. I said, that boy got my music ear. And he,
that boy got my music ear.
Just a father and son moment. You have to have that.
I was psyched.
NFL regular season kickoff Thursday night. We got the Cowboys versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you know what's killing me? You know what's really, really killing me? I've heard diehard Dallas fans saying they're talking that up as a loss. But out of the same breath, they're saying they're going to win the NFC East. I don't understand. Help me out.
That's
very tough.
Go ahead.
Since it was such a weak division, you know, last year, I mean, it's hard to predict who's going to be a really clear winner. I mean, you know, you might get another, you know, shabby year again in this division because I don't know if anybody's really looking strong here. I mean, they're banged up with all the injuries and whatnot, so this might be another subpar year in this division.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't. Well, if we're going to go by that, Lou, then we have to go by who has the strongest defense. Because defense stands. The defense stands. We have to go by which team has the strongest defense. If I put your theory in action, then I have to go with the team who has the stronger defense.
Okay.
I mean, am I wrong?
No.
No, but injuries do say a lot about, you know, because, you know, that can really, you know, hurt the team as well. I feel like this takes one injury to, you know, really mess things up as I see it happen.
Yeah, Lou, but they're limping into the season. Are they not? Their quarterback is down. Their starting quarterback is down.
Yeah?
I mean, am I the only? I don't know. I don't know. I guess that teed me off so bad when I heard them give their pronunciations and you hear everybody saying that the Cowboys are going to do this and the Cowboys are going to do that. And I'm like, how did y'all come to that conclusion? How is it? Please help me help me see it. And if you explain a reasonable theory, I'll be the first to say, okay, yeah, I see where they get that from. But we're not getting any explanation, and people are just saying, yeah, Cowboys, without an explanation.
Right.
All right.
And I don't understand. I mean, I thought we had to play the game, you know.
Yeah, you do. But if you're ready, how are you winning the game?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Talk is cheap. It's like when they get down to action, let's see. When the season start, you know what I mean? When the season started, you get the plan, let's see. All that talk and hype, you know, all that is just what it is. Let's get on this gridiron, let's see. Emmanuel, let's see who had a better season, you know. I feel you, Kale. I feel you because I hear the same thing. Dallas picked this. Dallas backed the American team. Dallas this and that. Man, y'all ain't did nothing. Like you say, what is the deal with your quarterback? Y'all don't even know the situation with that. You know? Is he playing? Is he healthy or not? So you right.
Y'all with the
bird. You know?
He what?
I said he was killing y'all with the word. He said y'all ain't did nothing. Y'all ain't did nothing yet.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Probably they gonna win the division and stuff. I'm like, please, they couldn't even do it last year. So you know what they gonna what has they enhanced their team at? Okay, Dak is supposed to be healthy, but is he healthy? Nah, he got his shoulder messed up or arm, whatever.
Yeah.
So he can't run or throw.
They did pick up Parsons.
He can't run
or throw. Parsons plays linebacker.
No, I'm talking about Dak. I said Dak.
Oh, okay. Well, Dak is done. And I'm just waiting for the season to kick off. So Therese can tell me, Kale, you was right.
So am I.
Because that man went from 2 days to 2 weeks and now 2 months. And he has seen no live action whatsoever.
Yeah.
He has been thrown in the fire at all. And everybody thinks he's going to be the winner of the NFC East come season start. And I don't see it. I'm sorry. I don't see it.
I was going to say, Kale, can I add to this? Like you say, he hasn't did nothing in preseason, so now you're going to throw him out there with an opposition team that's wanting to get at him. When he practices against his team, they ain't trying to hurt the quarterback, but you're going against a team that's going to try to get at your quarterback. They're going to try to kill him, man. So he ain't been out there with no reps or nothing. So come on, man. I don't understand that one. I want to see him just come out and just go, come out and play without no, like you said, with no reps, without getting used to the team, without no, you know, timing or none of that.
And that is important, man, that what Ted just brought up, that timing, man, that timing. I liken it to Randy Moss when he played with Tom Brady. At the beginning of that connection, it looked like they were just off on they were on different pages. But when they got that thing together, their timing got together, and Brady put that ball where Moss wanted, man.
Yeah, you said it right.
Until the Super Bowl, when they met with the Giants, you know.
That was upset. That was crazy, man.
Hey, Eli just had the Patriots number, man. Eli had their number, and
And Giants had they had good defense also then too. So you know,
exactly.
And Eli was a you know at least a decent quarterback. Where he you know he put the ball where it was a little luck involved also, but he put the ball where he needed to put it. You know, and they caught it. So it's what it was.
Yeah, because Tyree with that helmet cat, that was all luck. But hey, you know, how many times has New England? Well, I'm not even going to say it was luck with that tuck rule because that was the ref. That was the ref because to this day I say the Raiders got ripped off because they didn't like What was the Raiders' owner's name back then? The one that
Davis?
Went, baby.
Al Davis.
Yeah. The league Al Davis. They didn't like Al Davis, so they took that Super Bowl away from – well, they took that playoff game away from them and said that Tom didn't fumble that ball when we all know – the definition of a fumble is exactly what Tom Brady did. Exactly what he did. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling y'all, I really hope that this year is not like that, man. I hope that these games are called like they're supposed to be called and played and you know, are called like they're supposed to be. And now that they've influxed the taunting rule, you know, it's going to be left up to the referee's interpretation. Was this player taunting or not? I mean, it's just you opening up another can of worms to me. You opening up another can of worms because we already halfway like, want to kill these daggone referees by the time the game is over anyway. Now you're going to give them the opportunity to interpret a call and it stands. And I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like those interpreted calls always happen at a key juncture of the game. It always happens it's fourth quarter, a minute 39 left. Now y'all want to call time.
Yeah, it's a tactic.
These Bama's been in each other's face all game. These Bama's been going at it with each other all game long, and now y'all want to call time. Really? Really?
Well, you know what? It makes me think. I'm sorry.
You good?
I was finna say it makes me think. Like I mentioned before, you know, where they had this situation with that ref was. I don't know if he was getting paid or whatever, but he had a situation with that. So I wonder if some refs are getting paid or if they have, you know, a alternative agenda instead of just being, you know, neutral for both teams. It just makes me wonder sometimes.
That's
like you. I'm like you.
Hmm? That was good because, yeah, you're right. Some of these refs probably are being paid. You see, Donovan, when he retired, he wrote a book and said how he worked for the market. So you ain't too far off. You ain't too far off.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. You know, like you say, you know, they doing something all the whole game, but then you want to call something for a certain team, you know, and then not calling on the other end. Come on, y'all. I mean, are y'all blind or do y'all have a different agenda? What's the deal? You know?
And I'm going to tell you, as a Washington fan, there's already enough hatred when we're playing the Cowboys. So it seems like when we're playing them, most of the time, the referees, they hold their whistle. They don't say anything when the Cowboys do stuff. But as soon as Washington does, man, they can't blow their whistle fast enough. And that is, you see Cowboy players taunting, you know, on their false bravado. We the Cowboys, we this and we that. Man, y'all are referee assisted. That's what you are. You know, and it's so irritating to me. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox. but that just bothers me for real.
Mm. You know, well, the other thing is, you know, I think it's inexcusable.
Yeah.
There's no need for that kind of behavior.
Yeah. No need. No need
That's
whatsoever.
True. No.
Come on, Marcus. That's Right. Well, I know that I'll be the first to say I get emotional in football season, man. I'll be the first to say it. I recall one time I was watching a Washington Giants game, and it was that game where we had that swing gate play, and Reese came in the room and giggled. I went off. I was like, "What's so funny? What are you laughing at?" I was like, "You can't watch football with me no more." And she was like, "Why are you so upset?" I was like, "Because my team looks stupid and you think it's funny." You know, girl, I went off on her. I went off on her. What's that?
Funny and stupid. What's wrong with both?
Well, I'm going to say this.
Makes for great bloopers, though.
I mean, yeah, it did. It did. NFL's funniest, you know. Because if that wasn't the dumbest play I've ever seen, you know, I don't know what was. I don't know what is.
I got to do something ridiculous sign of the week.
Yeah. Luke, you're not helping right now, Luke. You're not helping at all.
Okay.
You're bringing bad memories. Because I'm telling you, that swing gate killed me. It crushed me, you know. We were already losing. We're in the red zone. And this is the play. I mean, we look like the Bad News Bears out there, you know. And Jim Zorn, Volkswagen Beetle driving, you know what, boy. Mm. Yeah. Marcus, is that you, Marcus?
Yeah, that's me, fam.
Is that you, Marcus? Come on, man. Take me out of my misery, man.
What you mean?
Shut up, Chief. I hear you laughing, Derek.
What you mean, bro?
That man out there, we're
just talking about how, you know, with everything against these guys, from injuries to new players to chemistry and all of that, how is it that Dallas is the team prognosticated to win the NFC East? How is it?
Mm.
You know,
man. You know, they just hold. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, you good. You good.
Honestly, Kale, you know, I'm a hard person to ask that question because I really hate the Dallas Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of hate for the Dallas Cowboys. So my opinion is going to be a little bit, you know what I'm saying, a little
harsh.
It's going to be driven, right? You know, it's going to be driven. You know, I'm bringing hell and fury behind what I say.
You preached it very well. So say your say.
This boo is about them being America's team and all that kind of garbage. You know what I'm saying? That's what this has to do. It's all at the end of the day. I have to be honest. I can't be mad about the politics side of everything. It's politics and everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
And because Jerry Jones knows how to swing his money around, you know, and be political, you know, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You know, and because the Washington football team has not, you know, formerly known as the Redskins, and that's really what we're trying to get away from, that whole feel of what we used to be, you know, and move more into what we, you know, into what we should have been all along. So when one team play their cards right, plays it on every aspect, and I can't be mad that lingers when it goes the same way when you don't play your cards right and when you don't do the right thing, that lingers as well. So we still got some dingleberries lingering. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Not dingleberries.
Wait a minute. I mean, that's real, man. You know, that's real, you know. But honestly, this thing with Dallas on the flip side, it's just at this point they got positive stuff lingering that they ain't even producing no more. Niggas, they are really, really wishing on a star, bro. Really, man, they wishing.
Yeah,
man. I heard the commentators. I really heard the commentator. Who was it, man? It was Michael. It was Michael Irv. This weekend, right? He was talking to Stephen A. Smith about what could happen. You know, and what
right.
He was all this could. No facts whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? That not because you are Marcus, but that disturbs me to no end. How they can see what could or should in their minds with the Cowboys, but when it comes to Washington, they're like, yeah, I mean, they got the number one defense, but it's no but to it. It's no but to it. If the Cowboys had our defense, then everybody would be on the Cowboys. Everybody would take them as a favor. But because, like Marcus said, we're trying to climb our way out of all of the negative publicity and situations that occurred within our organization, which truthfully I believe, and this is just my opinion, and it's a hill of beans for real, but I don't think my organization was the only organization with that type of stuff going on. Now, we were the only ones that got caught. And anybody that gets caught from this point on are damn fools. You all are idiots. Seriously. I watched those men dancing on the sideline at the Washington game, and I got damn near sick to my stomach. All because...
Yeah, they were acting like Haskins.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like,
and they know better
come on,
though.
Man. Come on, man. Come on. You know, we've had to switch our whole program. Mm-hmm. Our whole what we do has been turned upside down because of these allegations.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, you know?
Yeah.
That's, oh, Lord.
True
oh, Lord. Fault. Here we go. Come on, Red T. What's happening, baby?
What hey, did Red I miss? Hey, how you doing, baby? Hey. Hey, where
you
my
ain't
man
missing that.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, 57.
There you go, 75. My man. He blow
okay.
my mind. I'm play that number on the Powerball, 75. 57 and 75. That's some good
you
numbers. Or you can play that on that Keno. Put $5 on two number on Keno and play that.
Yeah,
now, what happened,
Keno?
Do I need to go pull out one of my great awards for someone?
No, not yet. It's a little early. But, I mean, hey, you know, you Red T, man. If you want to give out awards, I'm going to give out awards.
But I need to know what happened, though, because I have many types of awards. But let me say this, though, before you go into whatever transpired before I joined your grateful your gracious airways. What I wanted to say is that Chewbacca is on a damn planet with some 3 feet little furry people just like him. Does that make any sense? Does it? It don't make no sense, right? And so what I'm trying to say is we could talk about our team or the next team, the other team, or whoever you love or like or dislike. But right now, it don't make no damn sense. But what makes sense is, and when it will make sense, it's going to start on Thursday night with Dallas and Tampa Bay. Then it's going to carry on, and it's going to transcend over until Monday or next week.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to start to make sense. Then we're going to start to understand or the seeds is going to be planted on what type of NFL season that we might possibly have for all of these teams. You got Justin Fields, what's his name? What's it? Justin Herbert or whatever. Coming to town, right? NFL Rookie of the Year, right? I done heard people say it's they done got tape on them now, whatever. No, well, they done got tape on Chase Young too. You understand? Just like they say they got tape on Justin Herbert, they got tape on Chase Young too. So now you got to understand this. The game is bigger than just them two players, though. It's other pieces to the puzzle, especially with the Washington football team, that got to come together in order for that team to start to click like a well-oiled machine. And we're going into the season with a lot of unanswered questions. One thing is hope about that occurred from last year was the defense. But now after that, I heard Johnny Gill and Stacey Ladislaw sing a song. Where do we go from here?
Bye, is bye, bye.
Right?
Wow. But then it's the wrong way.
You and Lou sound like Gladys Knight and the Pips. But go ahead.
It's Pips. It's Pips. But no, I mean, I'm not going to hold you up too long, but that's what's happening here. It's all going to start to pan out. The seed is going to be planted for all 32 teams, right? And so by the time we start to get to week 4, week 5, then you'll start to see what type of plant is growing, what type of flower is growing. One team might need more water than the other. Another team just might be blooming, flourishing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
One team might just be in between.
Well, you know, Rev, I always say the same thing. You don't know until the first quarter of the season.
Right.
Because remember, there are two seasons within one football season. You have the summer or you have the fall where it's nice out and you can throw the ball all over the field and everything is great. And then you have that second half of the season where that wind, that rain, that cold air becomes a factor. So to put everything on a team early, I'm with you. It makes no sense because we don't know exactly what we have. We don't know exactly what we have. But I stand on the fact that we do have a great defense. And, Tree, you'll get a kick out of this one, Tree. I saw a report where they said Washington is San Francisco 2 years ago. That our defense and our team is what because San Francisco was hot as hell 2 years ago. Y'all were hot as hell.
They still got
dang cooled
off yet.
Don't do that. I give you that. You're right. Excuse me. Got a little ahead of myself. But a good defense, I'm telling you. And Rev, you brought up Chase Young. Listen, they're going to do everything in their power. After the season that that young man had last year, teams are going
to slow him down
and double team and everything to slow him down. But we have other parts. We have other components on that defense that you can try your damnedest to stop Chase Young, but you got to worry about these guys as well. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm very, very enthusiastic about what this defense, what this team, it's all going to depend on Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
You know, which one will we have? Will we have the magical character, or will we have the guy that we all want to run out of town? Because
That's true.
Fitzpatrick
goes
up and down. 57's not here.
I'm still here.
57.
Just to
comment. Was it rubber?
No, that's not 57. 57 is not here.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
That's
whoever made the comment before, I was trying to. Who was it?
That's Rev T.
Oh, Rev. Sorry. Hey, Rev, how are you?
Who that, Lewis Tenner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got the name wrong. I saw my show, Rev, by the way. Yep, I saw my show on Saturday nights.
Okay, all right, let me know. You know, I'll stop doing if I got time. How you doing, man? Appreciate you.
Oh, all right. That reference you were making before about Johnny Gill and Stacey, was it rubbed the wrong way by any chance? Oh, boy. Sorry, I had to do it.
OMG.
You can tell I'm an 80s person.
Oh, my God. Yes. That was hilarious.
Yes. I'm getting really old.
You and me both.
Hey.
See that? I'm just saying, Lou, I'm glad you had a nostalgic moment and everything and stuff. You was young And look, let me ask you something. Did you have one of them punk rock mothers back then and stuff? And
my goodness.
A zebra jacket, a zebra, a purple zebra jacket?
No, I had a
pompadour.
I wanted to go new wave, but no, they wouldn't let me.
Oh yeah, I got a mohawk cut in my hair. My grandmother sent me to the barbershop and told me get a haircut because I had to perform in a play at church, and I went and got me a mohawk cut. And came back home, my grandmother beat the hell out of me till the devil jumped out of my body. My hair grew back by the...
I'm not surprised.
I was just saying, about the time I got to church, I had hair on my head. Don't ask me how I did it, but I did, though.
Grandma beat the hair on you.
When we got home from church, she beat me because I cut a wig up to put hair on my head. It's a long story. That's a long story.
Yeah,
well, anyway, though,
I can't
hear
right now, Red.
I'm just saying, listen here, y'all. I love y'all so much, right? I tell it to the hot and I tell it to the cold, but I got to tiptoe out of here because I got to go do some things real quick before I let myself go. I'm going to be live tonight, y'all.
Hey,
8
hey,
p.m. DMV.
Hey,
hey, y'all welcome to.
Hey, man.
Yes. Yes.
Let me give you your flowers, bruh. Congratulations on your showing on Channel 7, man. You know what I mean? That was cool, bro. It was cool to look up and see Red T doing Red T.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I ain't finished yet. I'll be back on there. I think they say this is the first week of the season.
See, Bama, that's when you say thank you, Kill. That's how you say. That's what you do.
Okay,
well,
thank you,
Kid.
Thank you, Kid.
My man.
Damn. Thank you, man.
So, Rev, let me give you the number before you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys too. It's 512-543-4662. I'll say it again. 512-543-4662. And the show is the Enhanced Sports Show. And it's 5 to 7 p.m. East Coast time. All are welcomed to call in and join the show, give a sports topic. If you're an expert on any particular topic, I'd be glad to hear it. But just don't be a foul mouth. You know, we frown on that. Just keep it clean and just bring the topic to the table. That's all I ask.
There you go.
Yeah.
Give out
the
number again, though.
Yes, you might want to get a pen and paper and write it down in case you forget. 512-543-4662.
All right.
Okay.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
No.
Take it back. Kickoff Thursday night, y'all. Thursday night.
You know it.
Lady T. I want everybody who plans to participate to get a pen and paper right now.
Yo.
So that Lady T, give your Cash App out.
Let me know when you guys are all set. We're going to keep talking, but I'm going to let me know when y'all ready for the Cash App. And two, the donation is only $5.
The question is, how do I get the $5?
You don't have $5?
Where do you get it? No, you're in Washington. I'm in Jersey. So how do I give you the $5?
You cash
PayPal. That's why Cash App or PayPal.
Oh, a PayPal account. Oh, that's the cash.
Cash App or
Cash App or Venmo or Zelle or whatever.
Your $5 will cover you for that week pick. So it's not like it has to be all the time. You can pick and choose when you want to or when you don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's up to you.
I got to get myself an account.
All right. Give me that number, Chase.
Okay, so my Cash App is the $ MAMABOSS, the number 5. So it should say $MamaBoss5.
$MamaBoss5, I get it.
$MamaBoss5, correct.
$MamaBoss5. Hey, got to go to cashapp.com, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Download the app.
All right.
Download the app on your phone. Yeah, download the app on your phone. It's probably already on your phone if you have Android. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have an Android. Yes, I do.
So it should already be on your phone. It's going to be a green icon with the dollar sign.
I know it is.
Cash App,
the dollar sign, then MamaBoss.com5.
I'm going to say yes. I got you, Marcus, for this week.
Okay.
I got Marcus already. He was the first one.
Now, please, everyone, I don't mind turning in your picks to Trees, but please, we want everyone to try to be a part of the show. So that while we're going down each pick, you'll be able to let Trees hear what it is that you're choosing. We just want to make this fair all the way around the board. And if you for somehow didn't catch the Cash App, it's $ MamaBoss5. MAMABOSS5. $ in the front.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're gonna try to have fun with this. I wanna try to get at least 8 people a week. If we can do that, you know, 5 times 8 = 40. That's gas money. That's 70
Evans. Lunch money.
Star Wars. Lunch money. You know what I mean? So, let's all have fun with this. Let's all have fun with this. You know? And I'm saying it already. Tampa Bay going to beat the brakes off Doc.
That's
all going to be halfway. That's all gonna be halfway, Lou, because they're gonna beat the other side of that star off of you. I'm just trying to tell you, man. You know, be one of them Cowboys fans, Lou, that's already claiming this as a loss. Chalk it up.
Chalk it up.
Hey. Let me stop. I'm going to be all seriousness. You guys might actually get Tampa Bay because there's something about the team who won the Super Bowl the year before. They're still kind of in flux as far as... Huh?
It's his operator. He's complaining now that, you know, the new rule change is, you know, the defenders can wear whatever number they want to wear, you know?
Right.
So the new game, I mean, this first game, he was saying that the Cowboys got an advantage on us because we don't know what numbers they're going to wear. We can't identify the person. I don't know who's wearing what. So I don't know about this rule change thing. So he, all his feelings about the rule change and the numbers, people being able to wear whatever numbers they want to wear, because he felt like we do enough researching and trying to figure out who the Cowboys are or whatever by the numbers. So he figured we've been doing that long enough. We shouldn't have to add another layer to what we do in practice. You know what I mean? So he don't want to learn the new numbers. Yeah, so he's crying. He's acting like a baby.
Oh, poor baby.
I know. That's what I said, Kim.
Should I say poor Brady? Man, if you don't get out of here, listen, the number don't matter. You still got to play defense. I mean, you know, that offensive line has to protect. The receivers have to catch. That tight end needs to block. Here's the key, Brady. Block them all.
Stop the blood clot crying.
Yeah.
Stop the blood clot crying. Yeah. Every mind want heaven, no mind want death. Yeah.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
You say what?
Don't kill worse.
That was my show right there.
Yeah. Mine too. But, I mean, it's Brady, you know. Every year he has to find something to motivate himself. He has to find something to be mad about. But, I mean, is he going to bring his whole team with him, you know? Are these guys feeling like, you know, well, we won last year? You know what I mean? Everybody has a different layer of get it done with them. So, you know, Brady has to hope that his teammates or himself brings enough to where as though, you know, what they bring won't really matter. Won't really matter. And coming out crying about the numbers, dude, you already going in a step in the wrong direction. Who the heck cares about somebody's number? You know, who the heck cares? Because guess what? When he takes his helmet off and he goes to the sideline, you know exactly who he is.
Hey, Kale. You my man, 100 grand, brother. But you are speaking blasphemy about Dallas beating these guys, bro. They are gonna get the juju beat out of this.
I know they're not gonna win, but there's a chance always.
I mean, There isn't, but not with that front line being messed up. Not with my man, the number one dude being out.
I just heard that.
He's out. Yeah, it's gonna be problems all night, and it might be a real bad problem for that Prescott.
Well, hey, you guys have heard me say all preseason that it's not good for him not to play at all. and we're going to see why. And McCarthy, I'm trying to tell y'all, his weakness is going to show. Trust me. Trust me. McCarthy is nothing but a yes man, and that's why he acclimated so well in with Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones. Not because he's good at football, but he knows the right spot to pucker up and kick. You guys are going to Dallas fans, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about, because we saw the end nearing in Green Bay between he and Aaron Rodgers. We saw it coming to a fault with he and Aaron Rodgers. But, hey, the proof is in the pudding. I my mama used to always say, I can show you better than I can tell you. And we all are going to witness Tampa Bay just come out on fire against them Cowboys. Now, I was trying to give a little hope, Marcus, but, I mean, you know me, man. I want a Cowboy fan. I want a Cowboy fan to come talking S to me, and then Friday they all be quiet. You know how they go. You know exactly how
Gotti.
They go.
They go, Gotti.
He said they go, Gotti. That you wrong for that, Mark.
Why does want to change mine?
Yeah. Do what, T?
I said they're going to be quieter than the church mouth.
They be doing sign language over the phone. And we can't hear that.
Oh, whoa.
Oh,
boy.
Whoa.
Not so. He says sign language over the phone. And they ain't FaceTiming. They ain't FaceTiming at all. They just, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Let me stop. Hey, Marcus, you trouble, man. That's all I got to say. You in trouble. Everybody has that number. We're going to give it out periodically in Thursday's show, because Thursday will be the last day that you'll be able to send your funds in into Miss Treece. I want to thank you all for today's show. Miss Treece, come on, take us out, babe.
Well, you guys know I love you guys all. I love you all. Today is Tuesday. We had another show Thursday, and they're always Tuesdays and Thursdays between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And I love you guys today way more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. You guys have to come together. We all have to come together and love and respect each other. So that's what I'm going to do from here on out. I'm going to come together, and we're going to love on each other as much as possible. So I'm going to see you guys here Thursday at 5 p.m. And get the popcorn ready, because we're going to do the picks, and we're going to do all that. So get your popcorn ready.
Ha-ha, popcorn. Man, I had a bag of popcorn this weekend, girl. That y'all made me so mad, getting stuck in my teeth, and I'm trying to fight it and get it. Girl, anyway. Yeah, y'all be sure to tune in on Thursday, man. We'll be right back on this crazy show doing our thing. And look, if I offended you today, you know, by yelling at you, forgive me. Sergeant, to wanting to do a great show. That's all. All right, we'll see y'all Thursday, man.
I'm gonna leave lips off, get them and said, I ain't no silicone, was supposed to be this soft. I'm about to pass out and crash and fall in the grass faster than a fat man who sat down too fast. Come here, lady. Shady, wait a minute. That's my girl, dawg. I don't give a damn. Dre sent me to take the world off.
Hi, my name is... My name is what? My name is
Chicken Sam Sadie.
My name is
what?
My name is.
lot. Next semester, I'll be 35. I smacked him in his face with an eraser, chased him with a stapler, and told him to change the grade on the paper. Now, walked in a strip club, had my jacket zipped up, served the bartender, and walked out with a tip cup. Extraterrestrial, running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they're screaming at me.
Let's just be friends!
99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper, make a record about doing the name it after.
Hey, Mom.
You know you blew up when the women rush your stands and try to touch your hands like the screaming Usher fans. This guy White Castle asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support. This kid needs to be locked away.
Get him!
Dr. Dre, don't just stand there, operate. I'm not ready to leave, it's too scary to die. I'll have to be carried inside the cemetery and buried alive. Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. I just drank a fifth of Kool-Aid. Showers, did he make?
Go ahead.
All my life I was very deprived. I ain't had a woman in years, and my palms are too hairy to hide.
What?
Clothes ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I spit when I talk, I f*** anything that walks. When I was little, I used to get so hungry, I would throw fits. How you gonna breastfeed me, Mom? You ain't got no... I lay awake and strap myself in the bed with a bulletproof vest on and tap myself in the head. So I'm steaming mad. And by the way, when you see my dad, ask him if he bought a porno mag and see my ass.
My name is... What? My name is...